Hey there, welcome along. It's me, Damien, back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for January 13th, 2021. This is our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So according to several consistent reports, the Pixel 4a 5G is suffering from touch reliability issues following last month's software update. Besides taps not registering, those that use the three-button navigation method are particularly affected. The issue appears to have been introduced with the December security patch, as there were no problems before that update or at launch. Taps to buttons and other UI elements at the edges of the screen are not always registered and sometimes require multiple presses before they are eventually recognised. It's not a hardware issue, as finger drags are consistently recognised in one shared video online. This is particularly problematic for those that use three-button navigation. The back button is particularly impacted for those that don't like using gesture navigations or they have an older preference for the old system for accessibility reasons. Meanwhile, problems also arise in full-screen applications that have corners or edge buttons. Google has acknowledged this was an issue on December 23rd and said that a fix will be included in an upcoming software update. However, it was not addressed by the January patch and there has been no further communication since. The company, though, does offer two tips on how to improve touch recognition if you are affected. When tapping icons at the edge of the screen, you should tap the center of the button or the side of the button furthest away from the edge of the display, so inwards, if that makes sense. When tapping icons, including the navigation buttons at the bottom of your screen, use the tip of your finger or thumb instead. This should help touch recognition. In the meantime, though, the only real fix is rolling back your phone to the November security patch. That is obviously an arduous process, but one of the only solutions for three-button navigation users plagued by touchscreen issues on their Pixel 4a 5G, at least until a fix is rolled out. It's hard to quantify why some software Easter eggs are just so interesting, with Google being no stranger to adding neat little nods to popular culture within all facets of their software and hardware offerings. The latest Easter egg to be uncovered is Google Assistant's nod to the late 80s and early 90s anime classic Dragon Ball Z. Unlike the recent Do Nothing mode that came exclusive to India in partnership with Cadbury and does exactly that, the assistant will actually do something when you ask it to go Super Saiyan. So when you ask the Google Assistant to go Super Saiyan, it will mimic the groans and shrieks associated with heading into the high-powered state on the anime TV show. Having tried it on multiple devices, I'm not personally able to get this Dragon Ball Z Easter egg working here in the UK consistently enough to consider. With UK English activated at the very least, this is not a completely foolproof Easter egg. To get it working properly, you might need to set your assistant language to US English, which likely downloads the necessary resources to pull this particular secret. Your assistant will try and cry out during the transformation process, but there's a little bit of garbling as it does reach the full power stage. It's probably a nod to the first time that Goku actually goes Super Saiyan for the very first time in the anime, but it's a neat little throwback to the show and associated manga. So you can add a Dragon Ball Z option to the growing list of Google Assistant Easter eggs, among possibly hundreds of others available. A handful of factors play into the quality of your video call, and Google Meet now wants to make it easier for end users to understand how their local desktop and network environments affect overall meeting quality with a new troubleshooting menu. The overflow menu in the bottom right corner of the web client houses a new troubleshooting and help menu. This page notes your meeting ID at the top and shows a network stability graph that users can browse through to see the millisecond connection delay. There's a system load chart as well, which is also available to track Meet's CPU usage over the last 5 minutes of call time. Google provides general tips to help improve Meet performance, with users now able to get real-time feedback on the effect of any action taken on network and processing load. The overall goal is to provide more visibility into how the system is performing when in video calls. The new Meet troubleshooting menu should be rolling out for all tiers, including personal accounts. Stadia is set to make a couple of platform expansions in 2021, including LG's webOS, as announced at CES 2021. In a further announcement, LG has clarified what TVs will be getting access to the Stadia app, and there's both good news and some bad news. The good news, while Stadia will be available on a lot more TVs than the original reveal let on, instead of just LG's high-end offerings, the Stadia app will work on any TV running webOS 6.0. That will likely include some of the company's more affordable offerings that haven't yet been announced. In a press release, LG also confirmed some really good news. The Stadia app isn't limited to just 2021 TVs. LG also confirmed that webOS 5.0 TVs will also get Stadia later this year. That implies at least some gap between Stadia on 2021 models versus older models, but it's good news nonetheless. The bad news, as with webOS 6.0, webOS 5.0 only runs on the company's 2020 releases. That's no small lineup, and those older models are certainly more affordable than the brand new 2021 lineup of TVs, but it's a shame that those on older models will miss out on Stadia entirely unless they purchase external hardware. It's a shame, but it's also pretty much standard practice with LG's lineups previously. What you get at launch is pretty much all you'll ever get. And finally, the fear of running out of device storage is one we're sure many of you out there will know and have experienced at some point with your smartphone. However, in Android 12, we might be able to hibernate apps as a way to free up on-device storage. A change in AOSP has hinted at an app hibernation system within Android 12 that will be able to manage app hibernation states, a state apps can enter that means they are not being actively used and can be optimized for storage. Effectively, this could mean that apps you're not actively using are put in stasis, and then potentially you're afforded a little bit of the space said app was occupying. However, at this stage, it really isn't clear, as this snippet is all the evidence we have of an app hibernate feature within a future Android build, which you do believe is likely to be Android 12. This potential feature could see compression of the APK file on all other app resources when the system has deemed it is ready to hibernate. At least until the actual code changes are officially submitted, though, we won't know for certain. Given that app sizes are ballooning year on year, the ability to gain some storage might be a welcome addition for those with devices close to capacity. As per the previous year's timeframes, we don't have much longer to wait until the annual Android developer preview phase, though. This might end up being one of the most popular inclusions that many people might not know they've even needed. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com. And if you found even a small tidbit of this podcast useful or informative, then why not share it with a friend? And of course, if you'd like to take the conversation yet further still, you can find me over on Twitter via @IamDemonWild and a link in the show notes. Drop me a message. I do always love to hear from old and new listeners alike. And for more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.